Squamish mom, and festival enthusiast, Kate McInnes knows that the party inside us doesn't die when our littles are born. But while new parents are likely desperate for some fun and connection during these trying pandemic times, McInnes also knows that folks are sticking close to home with their babies. Thus, she has organized a Squamish baby rave. It is an event that will combine parents, babies, electronic funk and disco music, costumes and outdoor pandemic safety, she says. The rave is set for Saturday, August 28, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Stan Clark Park, under the big tree next to the playground. DJ Sylvia will be playing the tunes. It's time to get your track pants off and your fresh gear on. Bring your littles and get ready for a good time after nap time, McInnes said in the GoFundMe campaign to help pay for the event. Though perhaps new to some in Squamish, baby raves have been held for years elsewhere around the globe, including in New York and Los Angeles. Ravers grow up and have babies, and suddenly they are living these insular, routine lives and, they, are still the same people. So, people throw daytime parties that are baby-friendly where the music is set a little lower to be healthy for little ears and all those people who had babies get together and have a good time. McInnes stressed families of all configurations are welcome. The more diverse this event is, the more beautiful it will be, she said. It is basically going to be a DJ, a sound system, and we are just going to bring out some bubble guns and costumes. Everybody is encouraged to wear costumes and just have a dance party, she said, adding her own son loves electronic music. But the dirty little secret is that this isn't really for the babies. It is for their long-suffering parents, she said with a hearty laugh. McInnes said she is keeping an eye on COVID-19, the variants and protocols. If there is a spike in local numbers, she would call it off and notes the event is outdoors. I will be doing posts on the day of, and I will be encouraging people to do the obvious things, wear a mask, socially distance and do what feels comfortable to you. This is an opt-in event, so people have to decide on their own level of comfort. She would eventually like to hold another baby rave, so she's encouraging any businesses interested in sponsoring the next iteration to get in touch. Find out more on the Squamish Baby Rave Facebook page. *. Please note, since it was first posted, this story has been corrected to say electronic funk and disco music will be played, not techno. Also, McInnes is now described as a festival enthusiast rather than former raver, as she says she still goes to festivals.